Hello and welcome to the Cinema Clash, Take 5. I'm Charlie Jewell of charliejewell.com.
And I'm Hannah Buchdahl of chickflix.net. And today we're taking 5 minutes, that is, to talk about the new DC Comics superhero movie, Shazam. And Charlie, what did you think of Shazam?
I think they finally made a superhero film out of Big, out of a splash of Freaky Friday and vice versa, and 13 going on 30. Mm-hmm. Little kid in a big man's body. There are laughs to be had there, there's action to be had there, but it's more family-oriented than what you've been used to when it comes to DC action heroes. It takes place in the DC universe. Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, they're actually in this universe, not necessarily in this film. So this is on the lighter end of the spectrum.
Yeah, definitely lighter than most of the DC Comics films we've seen in the past decade, I'd say. You know, because Batman, Superman, they were all very dark. And this wasn't as laugh-out-loud funny as I thought the trailer seems to suggest. But it's still definitely way lighter than what we've seen recently. And certainly faster than the Avengers Endgame that's coming out in a few weeks. And so to me, this was like a light appetizer before the main course, which will be that Marvel movie.
You're right, it is not that funny. In fact, you saw all the best one-liners in the trailer. But it is comparable, like, it's not dark, but it edges dark because the evil beings are the seven deadly sins. So if you're from the 90s and you remember Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman explaining to us everything from gluttony to lust to greed, it helps you understand the villain. The kids in the audience will not understand what the seven deadly sins mean and how they each have a different personality, but we do. And this comes by way of a director who came up with the horror ranks. David S. Sandberg made Lights Out and one of the Annabelles, Annabelle Creation. And this is his first, you know, big, big studio picture. And, you know, he did okay. It's too long.
Yeah, it is too long. It's at least 20 minutes too long.
And I got a little bored.
I got bored sort of somewhere in the middle towards the end. And it took too long. It took a solid, I actually had noted it down, it took about 35 to 40 minutes before this film really takes off, before the premise really is fully fleshed out, where you have this teenage foster kid, Billy Batson, who suddenly gained these powers from this wizard played by Jimon Hounsou. Am I saying his name right?
Jimon Hounsou.
And it basically stumbles upon Jimon's little cave and gets these powers every time he says the word Shazam. He switches back and forth between being a teenager and being sort of this adult-looking superhero. And it really was about 35 to 40 minutes. And once that happened, the film got a lot more fun. But it took a little while. I was actually kind of surprised and just waiting for the fun to kick in.
This does something with when the kid transforms to a man. Big had the same problem. The kid is more mature than the man is. Billy Batson is street smart. He's an orphan. He's run away from foster homes. This kid is tough. But when he becomes an adult, he becomes a moron. He becomes a fool. And it happened the same way in Big. Josh Baskin, little Tom Hanks, was a normal kid with normal kid problems. But when he became Tom Hanks, all he could think about was trampolines and bunk beds. It doesn't feel right.
Well, but it's heady stuff for a teenager to suddenly have these powers and not really understand the responsibilities that go with them. And that's really what this story's about.
But he gets more immature the bigger he gets.
But then it shifts, as these movies tend to do.
Yeah, speaking of shifting, Philadelphia, where it takes place, actually looks a lot like Toronto, if you ask me. I didn't understand the school. He becomes foster siblings with 5 other foster kids, ranging from like 5 years old to 17, 18. And they all go to the same school.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, generally, it's a fun movie. It's easy, it's light, and I think it did okay.
I think it's a little too easy, a little too light. It's fluffy.
You know, you'll need it as a, again, good appetizer for Avengers.
And we've seen Zachary Levi do this before. He's playing this twitchy guy, unfamiliar with his powers. He did that on Chuck for like 6 seasons.
Yeah, but it works here. It's okay.
Yeah, so Shazam is okay. I agree with you. Shazam is okay.
It's better than okay, but it's not great.
So that's a wrap for this edition of the Cinema Clash Take 5. We're taking off a couple of weeks to enjoy the spring, but we'll definitely be back in time for...
Avengers Endgame. Can't wait for that one.
And with that, I'm Charlie Jewell.
And I'm Hannah Buchdahl. Take 5 and take care.